It's not just the appearance that attracts people to an object. There's also the tactile component. How does it feel in your hands? How heavy is it? What do you sense as you run your fingers over the material?
Glazed porcelain has a delicacy in its surface that is like glass. Not quite as fragile, but almost. Fine porcelain is incredibly beautiful to touch. I recently discovered a mocha service by Michael Povolny. It's painted in a very rare design. I bought it on the spot, even though I probably have 5 Turkish coffee services already and don't need it. Eventually, it'll become a museum piece. It's so delicate, so thin that you can see through it. When it's empty, it almost feels like having nothing in your hand. The rim you drink from is such a delight. It just doesn't compare to drinking from a mug. Even the taste is different. And then there's the feel of biscuit porcelain. That's a material you'd want to caress. Fine porcelain is made with such a laborious technique that you can sense how good it feels.
Susanne Singer's strong connection to Augarten porcelain dates back to her childhood. She's a long-time employee of the current owner. Over time, she has become what she calls an Augardener out of love, referring to Mozart's La Finta Giardiniera. This is her story of how she found 2 of her favorite objects in Paris.
Also der Ursprung dieses Ankaufs.
Our curator told me about a famous antique dealer in Paris who had a large grass pattern service made of old Vienna porcelain, a true treasure, so to speak. That was how the story of the grass pattern glaciers started. I went to Paris and boldly contacted this world-renowned antiquarian to schedule an appointment. He agreed. He told me that he had purchased the grass pattern set from a French family estate, but that he couldn't show it to me because it was a 170-piece set and everything was packed and stored away. If I stayed in Paris a bit longer, I could come 2 days later. So I stayed. And 2 days later, with a pounding heart, I entered that almost palatial place. And there was the treasure. Although I didn't have much expertise at the time, and still really don't, I realized that not everything was old Vienna porcelain. Much was added later. I mentioned that to the gentleman and offered to sort the porcelain for him, separating the wheat from the chaff, and then we would see. The amount he wanted for the whole thing was totally unrealistic, but never mind. But that kind of ignited a fire in me and made me want to purchase something. I missed out on many things in my life because I was afraid that I would need to have some money on the side and couldn't afford things. But back then, I had really caught fire. I contacted the antiquarian again to find out which parts of the large service he would be willing to let me have. After all, if you take out some pieces, it's harder to sell the rest. And so we discovered that the service had 2 pairs of glaciers. You know, the ice cream coolers where you chill the bottom and put ice cream on the top. He agreed to sell the one pair that wasn't quite as ornate, the one with the green grass pattern. The price he quoted was astronomical, but something in me snapped, and I bought it. Never before and after did I spend so much money at once.
Zuvor und danach so viel Geld ausgegeben auf einem Fleck wie für dieses Paar Glasieren.